This is BFBS, the British Forces Broadcasting Service in London, on 15.195, 17.695, and 21.735 megahertz. For the next 30 minutes, music and messages for the British forces in Saudi Arabia and the Gulf on Operation Granby. This is BFBS London.
And this is B. McDee in London, occupying... I wouldn't call it the hot seat, because you know all about that where you are. Up here I can tell you that it's very, very wet and windy, and I bet you're all dying to be where I am, as opposed to me being where you are. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. We're going to get straight underway with lots of deadies, because we're absolutely ram-packed full this afternoon. Two Greats Close Sleeper in Lincolnshire is where we're going to, first of all, and a request for husband Chief Technician Michael Morton of 5 Squadron, somewhere in the Gulf. Love and miss him very much. Say Julie, Thomas and George Morton, the Morton family in other words. The Blytheman family write from Mill Close in Nuneaton, who say, we've got relatives in the Gulf. Could you please broadcast the following message on BFBS? Beverly and Philip, ex-Kegs, have received message that you're safe, thinking about you always. All our love, Brenda, Lorna, Amanda and Ron. And a message here, which has got some very peculiar things in it indeed. Three grandchildren, husband and family out there at the moment, somewhere in the Gulf. Two roses, with love from Mum, who is known as Endocrine, as in glands. Sebaceous also, and all the family members. You're constantly in our thoughts and prayers. And that's from Mrs. B, a mother, somewhere in the UK. Underway musically with Tiger Feet and Mug.
Bye. mud and that tiger beef served up. Most beautifully there.
Twisting a piece of pop music as you'd find anywhere.
Well, please, try to...
Says hi, in other words, to Flight Lieutenant Andy Thompson in Saudi. She's writing from Toothill in Swindon in Wiltshire. And she says, can I let Andy know that she's thinking of him and sending all love? And I should think so, too, because she's his fiancé with two E's. Also, a big hello to all the men of the UK Mobile Air Movement Squadron throughout the Middle East. And we were going to play a romantic record, but I hate to think of you crying all over your old grey there as you take afternoon tea in the Gulf. To Sergeant Mick Heath, serving with TCW, we love and miss you lots and hope you'll be home soon. Love from wife Chris and sons Martin and Christopher. And a record to be dedicated to SAC Tony Fowler, serving with the Royal Air Force in the Gulf. Pleased to tell him that Mum, Dad, Emma, Howard, Ruth, John and Josh are all thinking of him and looking forward to seeing him back home. Now, you might be wondering, how did those messages come to us? Well, very simple. When you're passing a message back to the UK, phoning or writing, tell your wives and girlfriends, please, if you would, that our address is BFBS, BFBO 786. We got that, BFBS, that's the British Forces Broadcasting Service, BFBO 786. And this, of course, is ZZ Top, ZZ Top. You're listening to BFBS to London, or from London to the Gulf. I'll get it right one day. Corporal Berryman, how are you up there with RAF 29 Squadron Detachment? Hope you're well. Missing you madly. Love you. Kids send daddy big kisses. Take care. Please ring soon. All our love. And if you haven't guessed it, that message comes from Karen, Rachel and Craig. A very formal one here from Mrs. L. Topham of 10 Overton Road, Coningsby in Lincoln, who says, please could you play a request from her husband, Graham, bracket sergeant, who's with 5 Squadron. Tell him that we all love and miss him and hope that he and the rest of the guys will be home very soon. Thanks a lot, Mrs. L. Topham. And slightly less formally, and of course, kids Anthony, Richard and Gemma. And a big hello to Norman Beadles in the Gulf from Darren and Gail with a message, hope to see you soon. Now, I don't know how the Krypton factor got into this, but it did. It sounds like the opening of the Krypton Factor, doesn't it? Of course, it stings Englishmen in New York. By the way, don't forget our other broadcasts, 0200 to 230 GMT and 0930 to 1000 GMT. And in the next broadcast, a surprise message. For the coffee, I take tea, my dear. Like my toaster, I'm tired. Like my coffee, I take tea.
Englishman in New York and Sting belting out at you at 15.195, 17.695 and 21.735 thingies on the shortwave band, which you probably know because you're listening to it already, and if you look at your dial, you'll find that I've been telling the truth. If you haven't been following those frequencies, well, of course, you won't be picking us up anyway. Let's move on to a few more deadies now. Corporal Anthony Paul Lane of RAF in the Gulf. Greetings and prayers from everyone here. Mum, Dad, Chris and Kathy, Mary and Richard, Claire and Lawrence, Simon, Peter, Damien and Gerard. All well with Patsy and the children, except you're badly missed, of course, but you know that. Keep the faith and God bless. And to a gentleman by the name of Sergeant George Beadleman of the 82nd Airborne Division, U.S. Army. And he'd like to be said hello to by Morag and Allison. And they're keeping in touch with your wife, Claudia, by the way, home in North Carolina. Corporal Colin Hayes, hello to you at 5 Squadron Detachment. And I gather that it's your first wedding anniversary today. Well, Rosie's remembered anyway. I hope you have. And there's a little record coming up for you. Gene Genie, David Bowie. 13:45 GMT. You're listening to BFBS to London, from London to the Gulf.
Walking on Snow White, New York's a go-go, and everything tastes nice. Poor little Greenie. Sells you nutrition, keeps off your dead hair, making up underwear for your greenie.
GMT, BFBS in London to the Gulf. So time to take a look at some of the sporting stories over the weekend. England winger John Barnes was at the centre of a charity shield controversy at Wembley yesterday as Liverpool and Manchester United drew 1-1. Angry United players clearly felt Barnes conned referee George Courtney into awarding Liverpool a match-saving 50th-minute penalty when he fell under challenge from Gary Pallister. And TV replay showed that man of the match Pallister knocked the ball away cleanly before Barnes dived over his leg. Barnes picked himself up to score from the spot and so cancel out Clayton Blackmore's first half opener for Manchester United. Britain's Nigel Benn has successfully defended his WBO middleweight title in Las Vegas after his fight with Iran Barkley was dramatically stopped in the first round. In an explosive start, Benn knocked down Barkley three times in the first round, and under the WBO three knockdown rule, it meant automatic victory to Londoner Benn. Benn then, after the match, tore up his British Boxing Board of Control license, which was quite an unusual move. Cricket and the Sunday League title chase hooks up today with an important game taking place at Derby, where joint leaders Derbyshire take on third place Middlesex. The other team at the top, Lancashire, will be awaiting the result with interest as they continue their four-day county championship Roses match with Yorkshire at Old Trafford. And finally, golf, and Sam Torrance is severely criticising what he terms the daft rule that's given defending champion Mark James a crucial third-round lead in the English Open at the Belfry. Torrance had to wait an agonising 25 seconds for an eagle putt to drop at the par 4 tenths, but was later told he'd have to settle for a birdie, as the rules dictate that a player can only wait 10 seconds for a ball hanging on the lip of a hole to drop in. Torrance, therefore, had to settle for a round of 69 and a 5-under-par total of 211, two shots behind James. In third place is Seve Ballesteros, three shots off the top. That's the sports news. Back to the Deddies right now. And a message for Bob here, who's somewhere on the golf. And a message from Patrick Chapman and company. Happy birthday on the 21st. You're greatly missed by all at home and at work. Everything going okay at work? No need to worry on that account, as if he would be. We think of you constantly. Best of luck from all at Promtex and all the family. And a greet to all the lads at BAC Daran from all the girls at Manweb. And finally in this section, a request for Andy Goodman from girlfriend Nikki. Now, Andy is in the household cavalry, so I am standing to attention. And he was sent over to the Gulf about a week ago. I'm to tell you that Nikki loves and misses you like absolutely unprintable on pieces of paper and can't wait until you come home. Now, this is what I call an ancient record. It comes from the Searchers. Every time you walk into the room. And I bet that hasn't been heard in the Gulf for quite some time, and every time you walk in the room.
In case you just tuned in and you're wondering what the heck is going on, can I tell you first of all that we are the British Forces Broadcasting Service. And if you're wondering where this radio station is coming from, it is coming from London. And we're broadcasting to the Gulf, and we do that three times a day. If you'd like to make a note in your diary or your scratch pad or whatever, we're broadcasting at 0200 to 0230 GMT, 0930 to 1000 GMT, and 1330 to 1400 GMT. Now, further to that, you can hear messages and dedications from your loved ones back home in the UK. And if you feel like sort of geeing them up to send you a message, whether it be by fax or goodness knows what, actually the best way is to send it by post. The address to write to is very simply this. BFBS, standing for the British Forces Broadcasting Service, BFBS, and then BFPO 786. BFPO 786. We'd be delighted to hear from you, and as soon as ever we get your messages, we'll slap them out over the wireless, no problem. Talking of which, I've got the last three to wind up this particular half hour with. And first of all, we're saying hello to Sergeant Michael Heath with TCW. With love and best wishes from Mum and Dad, from Christine and Martin and Christopher, and Linda and Sid and Neil and Nan. A lot of people there thinking of you. And also, hi to Squadron Leader Paul Kelly, a colleague rather, from RAF Lucas, who went out to the Gulf on Monday. Lots of love from Mum, Jim and David from Clifford. And finally for this half hour, calling Joanna, somewhere in the Gulf, with you every minute, love from Ma, Da, Michael, family and friends. Oh, and a quick hello, very finally, to McAdam, Ziggy and Helen and the two boys, from those of us who know you back in the UK. Where should we go now? Come to the end of the street?
Elton John, I think that would do nicely.
Don't forget that address, will you? It's BFBS,
BFPO 786.
When the jigs are thrown and the light of the moon bang and the stars of the world to him and in hand, there's a jaded place at the end of the working day where y'all are go and that's where we me and you right here in the club at the end of the street. Ooh, where we meet.
Street and Elton John, and that's just about all we got time for on this particular session of Request to the Gulf from BFBS London. Once again, for the very last time, our address is BFBS BFBO 786. We'd be delighted to hear from you. Don't forget, we're thinking of you all the time. I hope you can join me, Pete McGee, at 0200 for our next broadcast. In the meantime, look after yourselves, and remember, everybody in UK is really thinking about you. Bye for now. This is...
BFBS, the British Forces Broadcasting Service. Our next transmission from London will be between 0200 and 0230 GMT on the following frequencies. 7.125, 9.64, and 13.745 megahertz. These programs from BFBS are for the British forces in Saudi Arabia and the Gulf on Operation Granby.